Let us pray. On this Mothering Sunday, we firstly give thanks for our mothers. Lord Jesus, who came to share our life here on earth and made your home among us at Nazareth, we thank you for our homes and families, and especially today for our mothers and for all that they mean to us. Bless them, O Lord, and bless our homes, and help us to find our true happiness in loving and serving one another for your sake, our Master and our friend. Amen. Lord Jesus, you know well the blessings an earthly home can bring. Receive our thanks for all the love we have enjoyed in our homes, especially from those who've nurtured us from our earliest years. And hear our prayer for mothers everywhere, that they may never lose heart, nor ever be taken for granted, but may with Mary, your mother, receive the honour they deserve. O Lord Jesus, bless them and keep them now and forever. Amen. We pray today for those for whom Mothering Sunday is a difficult day. We pray for those who find motherhood difficult, and for all who support them, that the joy may outweigh the pain. We remember mothers who've gone before us in the sure and certain hope of a joyful family reunion as they worship upon another shore and in a greater light in your nearer presence, O Lord. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for those known to us who are ill at this time, for those in hospital, for those ill at home, for all those who care for them. And we pray for all those who are bereaved. Especially, we continue to pray for Josephine Kelly and her family following the death of her mother, whose funeral will take place this coming Saturday. Give to each and every one the strength and faith that they need to sustain them, and may they know in their individual circumstance and situation that they're not on their own, but that you, O Lord, are with them. And may you give to them the love, the care, the strength and the support that they need to sustain them on this Mothering Sunday and in the days to come. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we approach our annual Easter General Vestry meeting on Thursday evening, we give thanks for all those who have held elective office during the year that is now almost past. We give thanks for their huge contribution to the work of our parish here in St. Columba's. And we pray for your guidance, O Lord, upon our meeting, that it may be an opportunity to give thanks with gratitude for all of your blessings richly bestowed upon us, O Lord, in this parish. And we pray for those who will be elected to serve for the coming year, that you will give to them the strength that they need to sustain them in the work that they will soon commence. Remember, O Lord, what you've done for us and not what we deserve, and as you've called us to serve you, make us worthy of our calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Turning in our prayer books to page 99, we join together in saying the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we thine unworthy servants, to give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love, in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be infinitely thankful, and that we show forth thy praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. During the singing of our next hymn, I'm going to ask all the children to come forward to receive the gifts that have been made by the Mothers' Union to bring to their mothers and also to every lady in the church and also in the choir behind me. So as soon as the hymn starts, please the children to come forward, and you've a lot of legwork to do, and you have to do it during the duration of this hymn.
Thank you.
Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you.
Let us pray.
Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, and to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. We sing our final hymn, Lord of the Home, number 543.